All Buddhist tradition will agree in saying that why do we meditate? It is in order not to grasp. Now the way the practice are organized may be different, but they would all agree that it is in order not to grasp. And it is not so much a technique, a tool that we can learn and become master of. It is rather a sensitivity, an inner disposition that we may open to. I'll try to evoke this inner disposition. So that for the people who are not common may discover or feel what is the attitude. In our lives, since early childhood, we learn many things. We learn to name the world around us, to recognize, to differentiate, and then to act upon it in order to bring the result that we want. And as we go on with learning, school or professional training, we become more and more sophisticated in the way that we can discriminate the world around us. And also the way we can bring cause and condition in order to bring a desired result. We are very skillful in this way of bringing cause and condition to bring a result, then maybe we get a promotion, a better position in our job. But even in our home, in daily life, we also need to cultivate cause and condition in order to bring a result, prepare a meal or whatever. So we are spending our life mostly by discerning the world around us, or the quality of people around us, or even our personal history, so that we can act upon it in the most skillful way. But in a sense, something is being forgotten. Something completely essential is being forgotten in this attitude. It is our own being. We're never concerned with our own being. Doesn't mean to be concerned with our psychological makeup, personal history, something more fundamental than that. Just our being. So in meditation we try to open to this dimension of our being, whatever it may be. When I speak about being, is not doesn't mean to say anything about it. Just mean to discover, to open ourselves to this dimension. But most of the time, when we come into meditation, this attitude is so strong within us that we bring it into our meditation. And again, we try to observe this or that, or even to be skillful in manipulating our meditation, to transform this or that. And then we are stuck exactly in the same attitude, in the same inner disposition. And we may learn to change a little bit mental state, bringing more peacefulness, quietness, or whatever, yet we have not discovered the being that we are. And the being that we are is not changing. Doesn't mean it's permanent, but it's not something that is changing into something different every instant. And we may wonder how then to discover this being that we are. Usually when we want to discover something, we are very smart and skillful in knowing what to use. If we want to discover color and shape, we use the eyes. If we want to discover the sounds, we use hearing. A taste of something, we use tasting. The heaviness of something or lightness, we use touch or the temperature. If we want to build up concepts, so we think, we use the mind. So we know very well what to use in order to know something specific. But then we wonder, so what can we use to discover our own being, to open ourselves to our own being? Should we look more carefully? It would mean that our being would be a color, shade. Should we hear it? It would mean that our being is a sound. Touch it mean that our being will be a tangible object. Or think, analyze, it means our being will be a concept. So then what to use in order to discover, open ourselves to our own being? Unless we want to reduce our own being to color, sound, and thought, and concept. If we don't want to reduce our being to that, so how can we know it? Should we discover an unknown way of knowing, which is not through the senses, not through thinking, something different? Well, that doesn't seem to be anything different than what we are given with perception and thought or the mind or consciousness. So it is not about changing the way we know things. But it is in each experience. Not to be so much concerned by what is seen, heard, or thought of. But in each experience, or each experience, reveal our own being. So if we are not so much concerned but by the color that has been seen, or the sound that is being heard, or the thought that are being thought of, if we are not so much concerned by the content of our experience, every experience is revealing our own being. But usually there is an orientation of our mind aiming at color and shape, aiming at this sound, aiming at this taste, aiming at this soul, so to speak. So there's an horizontal direction, an intention, a concern with that, the object of the experience. And that we know very well, we are skillful, we don't need meditation for that. So in our meditation, we are changing the attitude, the orientation. We let each experience rest upon itself. As I mentioned last night, in seeing, just hearing, in that we are not so much concerned by the color, we are not so much concerned by the sound that is being heard, but by the being that is revealed through this experience. The stone around us cannot hear anything, do not see anything. There's no being in the sand that we have a being. Being means also here, a conscious being, of course. So if in each experience, we let it rest upon itself, rather than having this orientation to discover something, to discover an object, to be concerned with the content, then every instant of our meditation is a way of being, not a way of knowing something. It's just a way of being. And this being reveals itself. It's clear. No need to look for it somewhere. It is never absent. It is never lacking. It is only because we are usually so much concerned with the content of our experience that it is not realized clearly. So let every experience rest upon itself. In hearing, for example, rather than directing our attention to the source of the sound, to the image of a bird and the tree around, but resting just in the experience of hearing, then the being is revealed in this experience. In the same way, in seeing as we walk around, we create an object. I see the park here, the house. But in a sense, every step, seeing is different. Every step, the experience is different. Yet we create a concept of what we see. And then we are not anymore in touch with the real experience. So you may explore in the walking just as you are shifting position to realize that the experience of seeing is constantly different, yet it does reveal the being or the consciousness for which something may appear. And then every experience is experienced as a being, not as a knowing something. Same with physical sensation. Resting in the experience, we are not so much concerned with heaviness or lightness or whatever, but the being that is revealed through this experience. We can take out this ground for that in seeing just seeing, in hearing just hearing. And it goes in the sense of less grasping, not grasping at a subject and object. It goes in the sense of a non-dual experience. In your sitting, you may explore with whatever you want, with hearing. Just not being concerned by what is being heard, but just there's an experience of hearing that reveals a being which is there. Now it is the same for mental states. We just do not experience only sights and sounds, and so there's also mental state. There may be tiredness sometimes, or quietness, lightness, joy, that are being experienced, or sleepiness. In the same sense, when we are concerned with the appearance or the content of the experience, then suddenly what what matter for us in this experience is the sleepiness that we are feeling, or is the quietness or joy that we're experiencing. And in this sense, we stay with exactly the same attitude as in daily life. Useful attitude, but that miss the essence of our being. When there is sleepiness, for example, which is a very interesting experience to really explore in our meditation. If I cling to this experience as an experience, then it is heavy, then it is troublesome, and even painful. But actually, sleepiness does reveal a being. And the stone outside are not sleepy. So rather than being just concerned, overwhelmed with the sleepiness, try to let the experience rest upon itself. Not observing the sleepiness, but experiencing it as manifestation of being. And suddenly sleepiness is not a problem anymore. It doesn't matter. Sleepy, not sleepy, it doesn't matter. It is my disposition, my position in this experience that does matter. When I make it an object, then it starts to be heavy and to bother me. It's just the experiencing of it. Not this horizontal orientation, the observation of sleepiness. If I don't add also the I in the experience, I am sleepy constantly, but just experience the being that is revealed through sleepiness, and sleepiness is not a problem. But we also have to be aware when there is quietness, calmness, joy, we can also believe that what is at stake is a calmness or joy, rather than the being that is revealed through that. So not clinging to calmness, to joy. Letting the experience rest upon itself. Then there is no experiencer, no object being experienced. Just being. Awareness. So for that we don't need to fight in our meditation. It's not something that we are constructing, building. It's rather an attitude of relaxation, of opening. So let's be aware, if in our practice we resist experiencing what is there. Again, there is sleepiness and I resist, I don't want. So in my mind there is resistance, aversion for it. And this aversion for sleepiness does solidify sleepiness. Or there is calmness, joy, then there is a grasping to it. Oh, that's nice. So let's be aware of this, the way we relate to the experience, either the resistance, trying to push away, or trying to hold it, to hold on it. So it's very important to be aware of the quality of our mind meditating. Quality of the mind meditating also reveal our being. Being in this attitude of aversion. Being in the attitude of trying to hold on to an experience. If one gets tired, it is usually a sign when he's trying to do something. It's really a very relaxed and open attitude. Yet it does need mindfulness. To be aware of what's happening. Otherwise, one is acting without knowing it. One is always resisting or pushing and pulling without being aware. Constantly being busy without even being aware. So that the way we are in our daily lives, usually. So it does require mindfulness. Doesn't mean we need to select a field of experience. Everything is always already here. Even if this statement is quite gross, already here, it's quite complex. In the experience itself, there is no temporality, no before, no after. Either not any notion of now. So be aware of the quality of your mind. If it is resisting being present, resisting openness or not. And if it is resisting, just be aware of the being that is revealed through this resisting. You don't need to change to improve. You don't need to hold on to anything. In the sense that it is the easiest job that we can even be given. While sometimes when we meditate, we wonder if it is not the most difficult one we were ever given. So if you become too complicated, drop everything and just rest in simplicity. Simplicity of just the experience that is arising and the being that is revealed through this experience. It does require practice because we have a lot of patterns of manipulation. That's fine. That's why we practice. To open to this sensitivity. So practice in an open and relaxed way with simplicity.